Ladies and gentlemen, would you eat a bald eagle? Or, for that matter, other exotic animals like a kangaroo or a hyena? What if we could combine those meats into something that would be superlatively delicious and an excellent mouthfeel? These are the kinds of conversations that the scientists funded by the billionaires to the likes of Bill Gates, who's openly talking about the end of meat, are asking right now. Literally, they're also looking at de-extinction technologies, where we can bring back, say, a mammoth, which we know was delicious because we used to eat it. We can extract their DNA and use CRISPR technologies to bring these mammoths back. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is some Jurassic Park-level science fiction nonsense, all for the purposes of a radical transformation of the food system, as it's being described by the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation. We wouldn't have to have animal agriculture anymore if we had this clean meat, the lab-grown meat. Is that the future of ranching? And what about the future of farming? Because I wanted to share with you news from South Carolina about a new $314 million ag tech center, agricultural technology, the merger of big tech and big ag. Because it encompasses, it marries so many of the aspects of this takeover of food by technologists that it's really an exemplar of what's going on. From the indoor vertical farming, abstracted away from the climate and the changing conditions in the grand solar minimum, to artificial intelligence and blockchain control of the supply chain, to it started up by a former Microsoft exec, and it even traces using that blockchain from the seed all the way through to the product on your plate. From farm to fork, total control over the food supply. This, they'd like you to believe, is the farmer of the future, and I want to talk about that today. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast, and I do want to start out with Mammoty, a new mammoth lab-grown meat that combines cellular agriculture with de-extinction technologies. Like I said, Jurassic Park-style extraction of DNA from old mammoths and then reconstituting them somehow in a lab environment so that we can feed the people of the world without having cows on grass. You know, God forbid we actually do what humans have done since the dawn of time. Meet the latest Silicon Valley cell-based meat startup with woolly mammoth steaks using a proprietary combination of CRISPR, GMO editing, gene modification, stem cell engineering, and DNA reconstruction technology to develop meat products from animals that are no longer on our planet. Our team is passionate about extinct species, actually about eating them is what they're passionate about. According to Michael Tusk, founder and CEO, this project has broad implications for climate change and animal suffering and conservation. Yes, we can appeal to global warming and the biodiversity sustainable development goals from the UN by telling you that you should be eating meat. The real question, it is whether or not it tastes good. But note that they have already formed an alliance with Costco. This de-extincted, reconstituted, CRISPR-modified meat is already going to be at the shelves of one of those leading retailers, Costco, and more to come, you can bet. But what if it doesn't taste good? That's all right, because there are other companies like Vow Technologies, who's looking at, as I mentioned, the kangaroo, the bald eagle, and all sorts of exotic animals. Lion. Yeah, we can't eat lion now because it's animal rights activists would have your head, but make no mistake, Vow is looking at this. In fact, they are assembling a DNA library of all sorts of species so that we can look at different aspects of how flavorful, or the mouthfeel, they call it, of these different meats. In fact, we can combine different species together to form the perfect meat that just melts in your mouth. Kangaroo, lion, tortoise, and yak. The startup's first creation, which is already being sold now, is cultured kangaroo meat dumplings, launched back in April 2019. It takes about 6 weeks for Vow to grow in vats of nutrients these cell-cultured meats, of course the highest quality clean meat. They have to call it clean meat, of course, because they're appealing to this narrative that animal agriculture, that traditional ranching, as we have always done it on this planet, always, is now dirty and antiquated. In fact, it's the same appeal that we just saw last week Joseph Stalin made when he talks about, we can't have these disparate small farms anymore. We need new technology and science-based collectivized farms. And this is that same dream of the collectivists reimagined now. Vau is excited about producing a, quote, new category of food with unique culinary experience that will appeal to new consumers. Again, totally different feeling and tasting meats that can be combined in different ways. Here is their website where they say, actually, we're collecting nature's best kept secrets. Those animals you haven't tasted yet because we've been limiting ourselves to those four traditional domesticized species, cows, pigs, chickens, right? Never forget those. We're tired of those. It's time to really open up our palate now. Vau will transform this. It will transform your conception of meat by opening up your eyes to the vast enormity of options available. Thank you, Vau. Note that Vau is actually funded in part by the Australian government itself. And on their website, they make it clear that we are taking animals out of the equation of meat. Meat without animals is exactly what's being described here. And again, they enumerate the Sustainable Development Goals from the UN, the SDGs, that they're helping to achieve, which is how they rake in this investment hand over foot. Every month, there are more cellular, cell-cultured meat companies being funded. But the highlight is this cell library, where they try to acquire as much DNA as possible from different species across the planet so that we can figure out what it tastes like and how it feels when we eat all these different animals and then synthesize them together to form new, we can have glow-in-the-dark, very tasty steaks now. You can just do whatever you want. We're defiling food, summarily. The cell library becomes a data source and raw material so that meat can adapt over time. As with any lifestyle choice, our tastes and circumstances changes, and now the library can afford to us that future where we just give you whatever you want, no animals involved. This is the ranch of the future. This is why Bill Gates funded the CEO of Impossible Foods, who's out there saying it's already game over for the meat industry, and they just don't realize it yet. Those would be bold words and a bold claim if it weren't already part of the agenda that's coming from the top down. And as I mentioned, it's not just meat. Here is an announcement from AgWeb about a South Carolina ag tech facility, the first of its kind, which will be the farm of the future. A $314 million ag tech center will grow indoors. It will also pack, distribute, and process fresh greens, tomatoes, blueberries, and other produce. It will be operational in South Carolina by the end of next year, fourth quarter 22. The facility will use artificial intelligence and blockchain technology provided by Core Scientific, which happens to be founded and run by a guy named Kevin Turner. He's their CEO. He used to be the COO of Microsoft. So former Microsoft exec goes off to revolutionize the farm industry. On our 1,000 plus acre site, there will be a 150,000 square foot distribution center, which will ship the produce within 24 hours of harvest out to 50 million people across the Southeast United States. We're making this facility within a federal opportunity zone, which is supposed to be where there's economically disadvantaged people who need more jobs, so tax incentives are provided. Never mind that this facility will be completely automated, right? Completely run by AI and robotics, but still, we're going to build it there to get the tax status. It will be the largest agricultural investment in the history of South Carolina and in any of these federal opportunity zones. The principles involved here are well understood. This is like the Boeing of agriculture. It will lead to other investments. We can create a cluster of high-tech agriculture, many more of these technology farms, just like this one. And in fact, he goes on to literally claim, this kind of agriculture is the future. This is the future of farming. And I also want to mention, the technology involved is blockchain as the storage of data and artificial intelligence as the processing of data. That blockchain, according to their founder, will allow us from seed to table, from the absolute beginning, complete control over the food supply, from seed to table, from farm to fork. These are the stated goals of the Rockefeller agenda, of the EU farm to fork agenda, is to take total control. And of course, Agenda 30 describes complete awareness over every resource on the planet. It'll allow us, in fact, remember this Forbes piece that described the new supply chain being transformed by artificial intelligence and blockchain. And of course, massive connectivity, 5G, the Internet of Things, everything talking to each other. So this is bespoke. We are seeing this manifest now in a facility that's being constructed and will be operational by the end of next year. The facility, using that blockchain, will be able to know which greenhouse, in fact, down to the exact row a crop came from, and the harvest date of their tomato or lettuce. Actually, you'll recall that the FDA's new rules for food requires that we keep track of the exact GPS coordinates of every piece of lettuce. The kind of requirements that would force small producers out of business because we don't have any people or money to keep track of the GPS coordinates of every crop we grow. That's ridiculous, right? It's not ridiculous, you see, because this is happening in concert. The FDA is passing these regulations. They are bespoke so that only a facility that uses this kind of technology will exist in the future. This is the farm of the future, and it will be regulated. Everything else will be regulated out of existence because farms are dirty and antiquated, and they're too risky. We need that data on the blockchain. Remember, this is what the FDA's new rule says, is that we need extensive record-keeping requirements for every crop, including GPS coordinates of where the food was grown, the date and location and the time of the food harvested, cooled, packed, shipped, everything that this facility is already promising that it can track on their blockchain. These two things are going together. Remember, it is through a combination, as Bertrand Russell told us, of diet, injections, and injunctions that we will control the population. Well, we're not even going to talk about injections here because there's enough conversations. I think it's pretty clear, plenty of injections going around in the world right now. Very dangerous. But the injunctions are legal restrictions that will keep you from growing your own food unless we resist that process from playing out. And the diet, well, that's what this whole takeover of food, this whole radical transformation of the food supply is all about. So this facility being formed right now with nearly a third of $1 billion in South Carolina, heavily funded, Microsoft executives involved, is the manifestation of the beast system. This is it. And it's here by fourth quarter next year, right underneath your nose. We've been looking also at other injunctions, as Bertrand Russell puts it, other changes, regulatory and legislative, that are going to put farms out of business. I've been mentioning Colorado's PAWS Act, which makes it illegal to keep most animal husbandry practices are legal. You can't harvest animals before they're a third of their natural lifespan, which means you have to feed cows tons and tons of food for years, keep them on the feedlot forever. It's impracticable for actually making meat. Meat will explode in price. This is the end of the meat industry. Here's another similar piece of legislation that's being considered in California right now. It's called Prop 12, and it describes that pigs will need, it's like doubling the amount of space that each pig requires, putting a bunch of other requirements on, you know, moving the goalposts, changing what is allowed for how you can grow meat. And just to get to the bottom line here, according to one analyst, quote, as a result, you would not be able, because of these new restrictions on the pork that can reach California, we wouldn't be able to find enough pork that meets those needs. And so we would have insufficient quantities, a shortage of pork in California and around the nation as these laws go into effect. They are engineering shortages. This is the by design, the controlled demolition of animal agriculture. And of course, that's happening on the farming side as well. Look no further than this recently proposed rule in Oregon, which will ban diesel. Of course, the lifeblood of every farming operation, every tractor, every combine, every piece of equipment out there runs on diesel. So if you get rid of diesel, you get rid of farming. And if you get rid of farming, you get rid of food. This is the end of traditional agriculture. The complete takeover by the technocrats of how we grow and harvest and distribute food and what we eat. It's going to be lab-cultured meat from now on. Now, you would think against the backdrop of global grain shortages and redirecting wheat to feed to animals that we would be looking for, we would be funding new ways to ensure the continuity of our food supply, not eliminating it, not passing new regulations and legislation that makes it impossible for farms to continue operating the way they have. But no, because this is a takeover of food, and it's happening now. And the answer, of course, is for us all to start growing our own food, and that's not enough, and working to ensure that we keep these changes, these regulations from applying. You need to be working at the local level to ensure that your community's food production and ability to feed yourselves is protected against this global push to take over the food supply. Whether that means a right to farm, a right to garden, a right to raise animals, working with the sheriff to ensure that any federal agents that come in and try and take animals away from you are not allowed, that cannot be allowed to happen. Everything needs to be deployed right now. All efforts need to be on facilitating and defending our local community's food production. In fact, that's why I created the Greater Food Alliance, which you can find at greaterfoodalliance.com, to make sure that we can connect the people who are being shut down right now, from farmers markets to small producers, with attorneys who are willing to stick their neck out and make sure that these rights are defended. And I've now made contact with attorneys in 11 states who are willing to do that. That's a great amount of progress, and I'm really thrilled. I can't thank those individuals enough for being willing to make contact like this. And if you know lawyers in your area who are willing to go to bat for small producers, then please reach out to me. My email address is iceagefarmer@protonmail.com. And we need as many people working both locally, but also raising awareness of this issue, taking part in organizations like the Greater Food Alliance and the Seed Savers. We all need to be doing everything we can right now to ensure we can feed our communities going forward. It is an emergent, decentralized, not centrally controlled food system that will afford us a better future and for our children. Thanks for watching, folks. You can find this report and all my reports on iceagefarmer.com. If you're watching this broadcast on YouTube, please get off. It's only a matter of time before this channel is removed. You can also find it on odyssey.com/@iceagefarmer and on bitchute.com/iceagefarmer. And I broadcast a lot of information as well on Telegram at t.me/iceagefarmer. If you appreciate this broadcast and value the information in it, please help me keep it running. There's a few ways you can do that listed at iceagefarmer.com/support. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.